Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, good morning.
Whoa, hey, is that coffee?
This is coffee.
An extra reason for coffee lovers to perk up today.
This is a jumbo coffee morning.
In regards to the coffee thing, I just want a 1 pound hazelnut light ice latte.
I need coffee and an IV.
Is this coffee fresh?
It is National Coffee Day.
I need some coffee.
Can't start the day without that fresh
cup of coffee.
What about you? What can we get you?
¿Me puedes dar una taza de café, por favor?
Do you want some cream with that?
Sí, por favor, con crema.
All right, what about whipped cream?
También.
Grande or just a small?
Grande, grande.
Happy National Coffee Day.
Take your position. Showtime.
All right, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. 6:11, it is Wednesday on National Coffee Day.
Yes,
we made the run.
Yes, exactly.
Does anybody on this show drink coffee?
Morty
I know
does.
You do every once in a while. Morty?
Does. I'm a once in a while. Morty drinks it pretty regularly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, did you have some this morning at home already?
I did.
Yeah, there you go.
I know you're an iced tea or a tea girl.
Yeah, I'm a tea girl. I do coffee once in a while. I swear to God, it just burns a hole in my gut.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. There are days when I'm just craving it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but not today. I'm celebrating with caffeinated tea. How about that?
In spirit. In spirit.
Yes, I'm there in spirit.
And as hard as it's to believe, in all my life, I've never had a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe that, especially with your parents. Didn't you as a kid want to taste coffee?
Like a Sanka?
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
My parents used to put, maybe that's why I don't like coffee that much. I wanted it as a kid so bad. But they would put like a few spoons of coffee in my milk.
Oh.
And so when I do order coffee, it was good.
Like a coffee
milk? It was really
good.
Yeah. Okay. So when I do order coffee, I like a lot of cream in it and I really cut it a lot. So
a little bit of coffee with that cream?
That's exactly it.
Perfect. Sunshine warm today. Going to be a high of 83, 85 tomorrow. We love it like this. Got 72 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yes, National Coffee Day. When we were kids, it was like you were doing drugs if you drank coffee. My God, that's for the adults. Well, a survey by Duncan and Career Builder says 32% of workers, people in the workforce, need coffee to get through that work day. And I get that. A lot of people do need it. And listen to this, a survey by the app Acorn. It's an investing app. They say 35% of millennials have spent more money on coffee than investing in their retirement.
Wow.
It's not cheap.
Well, now when you go to the Starbucks or tea leaf or whatever.
Yes, exactly.
It's not cheap.
No. You get a fancy coffee drink, you're talking at least $5 for a fancy
minimum
drink. So, yes. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. According to the National Retail Federation, this is interesting. The most popular Halloween costumes for kids, Spider-Man is it's still up there. It's been up there for a long time. Princess, those are huge with little girls. And Batman. And they say that, like, Batman, girls and boys want to be Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So, top costumes for adults. A witch, because it's pretty easy. Vampire, and a ghost. Just throw sheet over and cut some holes in it. I don't know where that came about.
What about naughty ghost?
Yeah, well, any of those you can turn naughty, pretty much.
Okay.
Just look it up. You can turn it. You can turn anything naughty. And an early poll on holiday shopping. This is very cool. Keep this in mind, people. Found experiences are more popular than physical gifts this year. The top things that we want to get are vacation-related things, including money for flights, hotels, things like that. Number one thing we want to give is anything that creates a memorable experience.
Oh.
Tickets to a concert, a sporting event, something like that. Something to keep in mind, it's really easy to do that, too.
Yeah.
Also found that 59% of people would rather go on a big trip this year than have a traditional family get-together at home. So a lot of people may be hitting the road for Christmas this year to go elsewhere. Yeah, exactly. It is Wednesday indeed. A few things you should know. Oh, my gosh. Coffee, coffee, coffee. Brian writes in. Here, Mike. I'm with you, Mike. Never drank coffee. Can't stand the smell or the taste. I'm a Mountain Dew guy.
Oh, okay.
Because that's better.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so much caffeine in Mountain Dew. Yeah. And what is it, Morty? The dye?
It's a yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow 5, yellow
yeah.
something.
Awful. Awful.
Now, I'll have a diet Pepsi or
yes.
something in the morning. But
this is an interesting thing, though. He went on to say, I always thought of coffee as being for old people. At, you know, 50 years old, which is kind of funny now. Yeah, a lot of people used to think, because old people drink coffee. Now I think more young people drink coffee
than
anything.
Have you been
anything.
To a Starbucks
yeah.
lately?
Exactly. Old people have their, old people, listen to me, have their cup.
Yeah.
And then they move on.
Instant coffee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or they
yes.
percolate.
Sanka or
yes.
Still the best coffee in the world. Morty, I know you like coffee. Have you had percolated coffee?
I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the best. Takes like a half hour or so to get your coffee, but it's like,
but the smell and the aroma.
Yeah. Oh, just
how many cups of coffee does it take a person or people listening this morning? How many cups does it take to get you going?
Right.
Because
right.
I've heard some people will have two or three cups.
Oh, yeah.
That'll get you going.
Yeah, well.
And I'm not talking, you know, like Starbucks or something like that. I'm talking about the homemade stuff.
Remember when our parents would sit around with like a pot?
Yeah.
They'd have the pot.
They'd drink the whole pot.
Drink the whole pot of coffee. That's
702-739-9636. Your coffee fetish, what is it?
Yes.
Two, three cups, what do you do? How do you satisfy that?
A little espresso.
On National Coffee Day today, Foreigner. How are you celebrating National Coffee Day today?
Well, you know, it's funny, we mentioned Brian with the Mountain Dew, by the way. He did write in and say, yes, one can a day is all I need, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We did get another text. One of our listeners said, yep, 4 or 5 cups of coffee is what I drink. Doesn't do a thing for me.
Wow.
Then again, I smoke as well. And I love the taste of it every morning, but I'm trying to quit the smoking part. So,
okay, good luck on that.
There you go. Keep drinking the coffee. Quit the smoking.
All right. Laura's on the phone. What's up, Laura?
I have to have at least 3 cups of coffee.
Holy moly. Like cups, like coffee cups, or are we talking 8, 10, 12 ounce?
Well, what I do is I have a large cup, and I put the 3 cups in it because I work at a call center, and I drink it in the morning.
Oh,
so when you say 2, 3 cups, you put it all, the 2, 3 cups in one cup.
Like a thermos.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
But I can't do espresso. I can't do straight black coffee. I got to have creamer and sugar in it.
Mine okay.
I use Splenda.
Got to lighten it up.
I like a cup of black coffee after a meal. I'm amazed at how impossible this is for me to communicate. I don't think I could say it any more clearly. Would you like anything else, sir? Yeah, I'd like a cup of black coffee, please. How'd you like that coffee? How would I like the black coffee? Can you put it in a cup?
Dana's on the phone. What's up, Dana?
In regards to the coffee thing.
Yeah, what kind of coffee do you like?
I think it really depends on what type of coffee it is. I'm not going to pay for the one that they feed the monkey fruit and then the monkey eats the coffee beans.
Oh, you're talking about where it comes out of the monkey poop.
What is that coffee called? Like
Kopi Luwak?
Something like that, or Kopi Luwak or something?
It's like the most expensive coffee you can buy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, because it's like ingested and then let go again, and then refine.
And
we'll
then
put
grounded,
it that way. Yes.
The beans are grounded.
Yes, yes, they're already ground up. Yes, exactly. I'd like to try it.
Would you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know where you would order that.
Yeah, you'd probably have to order the coffee online, make it yourself. Well, you guys are acting like there's still poop in the coffee. No, no, no. No. You eat steak.
There's not poop in the coffee.
You eat steak and fish. Have you seen what they eat?
Man, I don't know. I still don't know if I could do it. But to each his own.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
By the way, last hour, the monkey poop coffee came up.
Yeah.
What were you saying about the monkeys?
Are basically chained up for life.
Oh.
And that's their life.
Oh,
work,
see.
leave that coffee to poop it so they can make money out of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
It's also cruel. Jeez.
So stop drinking the monkey poop coffee.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good one.
Never knew that.
Whoosh.
Now, not being a coffee drinker, nor would I.
Well, yeah. None of us have tried the monkey poop.
No. National Coffee Day today. This guy back in Vegas, you have a chance to win tickets with Larry Martino later this afternoon. It's Rod Stewart and Young Turks. Carla, Corey's on the phone. Corey, tell everybody what happened to you the other morning.
Apparently, my kid was sleepwalking.
Oh, boy.
So, about 3:30 in the morning, and I hear this bang, 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 and I kind of woke me up, and all of a sudden, my door to my bedroom flies open, the light goes on, and my kid's standing in the doorway. And, of course, I'm, like, freaking out, going, what's the matter, what's the matter, what's the matter? And he's mumbling. I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, the music. I go, what music? He said, can you turn down the music? I said, what?
Corey, did you not know he sleepwalks?
No.
Don't do it until they do. So did you wake him up, Corey? Or
yeah, what did he do?
I was sound asleep.
Yeah, okay.
He was asleep, too.
The next day?
Yeah, he didn't remember anything.
Yeah, of course not. And did he say, I've been doing this for a while, I guess, or?
Well, how would he know?
Well, I didn't know if anybody else has told him, you know? I'm assuming perhaps there's been somebody next to him at some point, and so maybe.
No. Or maybe a caring parent.
Yeah, well, yes.
No, and then I was telling a salesperson yesterday, and she says, well, do you sleepwalk? I go, well, how would I know?
Yeah.
It's called sleepwalking.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
But if you're a sleepwalker, you should know. Somebody must have told you or something.
Well, it's you hope somewhere along the way, you know. They say you're not supposed to wake them up so abruptly. It can really startle them. And
what do you do? Just guide them back to bed or
hopefully
something?
Hopefully they do. It seems like they often do that, you know, after they've come in to chat or cook something or left the house or something.
What's
like that?
What's that like, living with somebody or being in a relationship that sleepwalks?
Yeah. I feel like I'm learning, though. Jeez, Angie's been tootling around. I don't know what's going on.
Are
you
serious?
You got up? No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. Really? Yeah, so I'm a little worried now.
Do you follow her around when she sleepwalks?
Well, I'd like to say, yes, I'm concerned, but I'm kind of tired. So it's like, hey, babe.
Well,
hello.
Of course.
I know.
One of us has to get some sleep.
It's terrible, but yeah, it's kind of weird. So I'm hoping that was just a couple time thing. I don't know. I don't want. Yeah, I know.
702-739-9636. Text or call in. Yeah. Do you deal with this? Are you with somebody who is a sleepwalker? And how do you handle it? What's the weirdest thing they've ever done while sleepwalking?
Oh, man.
Could you imagine just staying in a house with, you know, you're traveling and you're a guest and all of a sudden,
hi, we're not even just walking in.
Carla has a story about that we'll get to in a minute. It's Madonna, Material Girl. Carla, tell everybody your story.
Well, I was staying with a friend and just sleeping in the spare room. Their partner came in. I didn't know. It was pitch black and you feel kind of like somebody's there. And I turned around. It was like, oh, God, hi. And she said, don't forget the footballs. I said, all right, fine. Won't forget the footballs. So the next day I said, we were all meeting up with people. And I said, don't forget the footballs. And she said, what for what? I said, I don't know. You told me not to forget the footballs. When? I said, last night you came in my room. And then her partner said, oh, honey, you must have been sleepwalking again.
Yeah, could somebody warn me?
Okay, could somebody let me know? And it turned out, like, after that, she was doing it a lot.
Wow.
And they had to put the foil, like, at the door. So if you step on it, hopefully it wakes you up.
It makes a noise or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Morty, what's your story?
I went to go visit my friend. And I walked in his house, and he had a big welt on his forehead, the right side of his forehead. And I'm like, what'd you do, get into a fight? He goes, no, apparently I was sleepwalking and my sister thought it was funny.
Oh, geez.
So she scared me in the hallway.
Oh,
And he, I guess apparently he woke up in the middle of his sleepwalking and panicked, and he literally hit his head against the wall so hard that it caused a huge welt.
Well, they say, like you said, Carla, they say if you find somebody sleepwalking, that's one of the last things you do is shake them and wake them up.
Oh, geez, but it is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Melissa said, my son used to get up, he'd go outside, be in the street in his underwear, totally asleep. He slept all the time. He was sleepwalking. Doctor diagnosed him with an extreme sleeping disorder to the point that he would get up, climb up on top of the kitchen cupboards thinking he was in, like, some weird situation. She said didn't get a lot of sleep, you know.
Wow.
Growing up. Yeah. Crazy.
All right. Anybody else?
Oof.
What's your story? Sleepwalking. 702-739-9636. It's Pat Benatar. That's what we're talking about this morning. Sleepwalking.
Yeah.
When you find out your 20-year-old son is sleepwalking all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And it can't be all of a sudden, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it can be. It starts at some point.
Okay.
And a lot of people say it has to do with stress. The reason it starts, things like that. Oh, this is terrible. Mary Alice said, my son was about 5 years old. I woke up because I heard water running. I thought it was. I went into the hallway. He was peeing on the floor. He must have thought he was in the bathroom because I told him not to forget to flush. So he flushed and went back to bed. At least that's what he thought.
Please, who hasn't done that?
Oh, well, yes, there you go. Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. Somebody else, we've got somebody here. My cousin would sleepwalk all the time. And she would walk down the street. We finally had to put a lock at the top of the front door so she couldn't get out. One of those, like, sliders, I guess. So that's a good idea, too. You probably have to put that on all of your doors.
I bet.
That's crazy.
All right, Penny, what's your story?
Well, a few years ago when my son was probably about 6 or 7, we lived up in northern Nevada, kind of out in the country. People leave their doors unlocked and everything. My neighbor called me at about 6:30 in the morning and said, hey, can you come get your son?
Like, what?
Talking about?
You said, wait a second.
The house that we lived in, he was at the far end of the house. His room at the far end of the house had the laundry room and a door going out.
Oh, boy.
Right to my, almost to my neighbor's back door. So he had gotten up, walked out the laundry room door, walked up her back step and into her door and fell asleep on her kitchen floor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she called me at 6:30 in the morning, come get your son.
Wow, that's a bit unnerving. Where, if you don't mind my asking, in northern Nevada?
Elko.
Oh, I know it well. Wow.
Love Elko.
Oh, my goodness.
Just keep your doors locked.
Yeah.
Near resident up there. I wish I could go back.
Ooh, yeah, I hear you.
Penny,
wow.
Thanks so much for the call.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
Carla, now people who sleepwalk are actually calling in.
Yeah.
Mark's on the phone. Mark, what's your sleepwalking story?
Well, I was sleeping in my garage because my house was being fumigated, and I went to bed in pajamas and woke up stark naked. And I was looking around my room, the garage, for all my stuff and everything. So I opened the door that leads into the backyard, and not only were my pajamas out there, but my blankets and pillows were folded up, a little sloppily, but folded up and just stacked outside the door.
It's beyond...
Well, that's college for you, right?
Well, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sleepwalking, though. Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
That's weird. Mark, thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem. Love your show.
Carla, we have another sleepwalker on line two. Now, Wendy, how long have you been sleepwalking?
I've done it my entire life.
Who? When did you find out? Did somebody tell you or wake you?
Yeah, my mom. I have one thing that I do, like if I'm really stressed out, I have a tendency to stand over top of people while they're sleeping.
That's what happened with my friend.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's got to be spooky.
Oh, gosh.
My husband's used to it now, but at first it really scares him.
I would think so. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, hide the guns and the axe and everything else.
And I'm a smoker, and I set myself on fire.
Oh
my God.
God. Well, this just gets better, doesn't it?
Yes. My husband thought, okay, we can hide her cigarettes. And my doctor said, no, if you hide her cigarettes, she's going to get in her car and she's going to go get them.
Oh, my
gosh.
He stuck a fire extinguisher beside me.
Oh, Oh, sure. So I can sleep extinguish myself after I sleep smoke and sleep light myself on fire.
That is wild.
Nothing good is going to come of this.
And how long have you been married?
Let's say 13 years now.
That's love. That is love.
Ooh-wee.
Honey.
Well,
for Christmas, I got you a fire extinguisher.
You call it love.
Put it right by the bed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston. It'll be nice, sunshine and warm today, tomorrow, and right through the weekend. High today, 83, 85 the high tomorrow. Got 71 now. Let's catch up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Jeopardy contestant Matt Amodio continues his winning streak. 30 days now. 30 Woo-hoo. Days is win total. Boy, oh boy. $1,107,401. That, jeez.
Congratulations. Good job. Hey,
he just keeps going. We'll see how long he can keep it going. Boy, a list of real life fictional homes from movies and TV shows has been put out there, and their value. The Rosebud Motel on Schitt's Creek, $3.5 million. Adam's Family Mansion, in case you were wondering, almost $3 million, $2.8
million. Mm-hmm.
And the McAllister House in Home Alone, $1.6 million.
That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I know. You mean the McAllister House?
Yeah,
yeah,
seems
I know.
Like it'd be more.
I know. That's what I thought, too. Exactly. That's what I thought.
The most expensive, though?
This, yeah. Yeah. This is, well, you mean the castle. Yes, the big castle.
Mm-hmm.
Downton Abbey?
Yep.
Oh,
that is
God.
The most expensive.
You can play that music all day.
House, yeah. they say. But it is a castle. But yes. that's where they live, right?
Yeah, that's where they live. You can take a tour of that castle that they use over there. You can go over there and take the tour. I would love to do that.
I know how excited you were when my daughter Chuck. Kelly and Ethan went up to Seattle to see my other daughter, Nicole,
uh-huh.
and she got a shot of the residence from Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, Meredith's house?
I didn't even have to tell her who I was.
And it's like, oh my God, this is Mare's house. This is Mare's house.
Was she home?
Such a cool house, too. It really is.
It looked very cool.
Yeah, it is a cool house.
What was the value? Did they put the value on that one?
On which one?
On
Grey's Anatomy?
No, the castle.
Well, I can't remember how much that castle was. I got to look it up for you, Morty, and I will mention
it's
it on
like
the air.
It like doubles or triples any other home that she mentioned.
It's really cool. It really is cool. I would love to tour it.
Mm-hmm.
Love to tour it. Hold on. Let me go back here as I'm looking that up. Hold on. I lost. There we go. So listen to this. Music festival in Ohio. You know, I don't know if you ever did any stage diving, Morty, Mike. I'm a little person. You know, I could do it. Well, Shaquille O'Neal decided to try it. And he tried. He's like 300 pounds. Dove. No, but they couldn't hold him up at all, and he went straight to the ground. He's okay.
Right.
Kind of laughed it off, said he still had fun. I don't know about that. But if he came diving into a crowd of people I was with, I would literally just step aside.
It's like the movies.
He's, what, 7'2"?
Yes.
Yeah.
And over 300 pounds.
And size 23 shoe.
Yeah, big dough.
Who's going to catch that?
Exactly. Not me.
Yeah.
Jeez. Listen to this, Morty. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of Lucasfilm, there's going to be a Star Wars action figure of George Lucas dressed as a stormtrooper. I like this.
I would buy that.
I know you would. Probably not just
if
one.
If I can get my hands on one.
I have a feeling those are going to be hard to get, but that is very, very cool. And if you don't have enough Law and Order in your life, guess what? NBC is rebooting the original series that ended in 2010. So mm-hmm. they're bringing back the original with some of the original people. Sam Waterston possibly coming back for a few episodes anyhow. So there you go. If there's not enough L&O... there's going to be more. That is my take. Brought to you by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
By the way, Morty, the Downton Abbey Castle.
Yeah.
$179.2 million.
In your wheelhouse?
So that was a little more than, when I said doubled or tripled the others. Like the Rosebud Motel, mm-hmm. 3.5 mil. Adam's Family, what'd you say, 2.8?
Yeah, not bad.
And the Home Alone house, 1.6.
And then Monica's house is on there from Friends.
Was it really?
As well, yeah. Yeah, Monica's apartment, I should say, is like 1.8, I think it was. Huh. But she was, that was rent controlled because of her grandmother, so they got a good deal for it, the rent. So yeah,
okay.
Everybody wondered how can they afford that? Well, it's rent controlled.
Going to win the lottery, and then we can buy the Downton Abbey Castle.
$179.2 million yeah. Top spot.
I win the lottery. You guys can buy the castle. I'm out.
We're gonna get a knock on the door. Knock, knock, right. Knock.
I will come.
Hey, it's Carla. Can I come see your castle?
I'll come tour your castle.
Carla.
I'll be living in the Addams Family Mansion.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. A big fan of the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out, because we also like Rick Astley.
Mm-hmm.
He was
this.
At a pub in London, I guess, doing a cover of the Foo Fighters song Everlong. Listen to this. The audio isn't the best, but he's playing guitar on it.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? I've come to decide that, Carla, he's like the Kelly Clarkson, the male version of Clarkson.
I know.
He can actually sing anything.
He's good. He really is.
Can you imagine Rick Astley getting up in a pub? And they start this song, and they're going, oh, seriously, he's going to try Foo Fighters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Foo Fighters did his song.
Yeah, they did
with
do his
him,
song.
So.
Yeah. I was going to say, Dave Grohl seems to really like him, too.
Yeah, so, Turnabout's fair play.
Oh, yeah.
But that is Rick Astley, Rick Rowland, the Foo Fighters.
I don't know where that was, that video. I don't know if you saw it. It looks like it's in someone's basement. Like, the ceiling was really low. And it looked like just some basement party or something.
But you're right.
That's
it
great.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, those tickets for Tool. We have another pair to give away before you could buy them, which they go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Your chance to win, of course, being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Oh, we have a good one for you. We have a great one for you. We'll do that in about 5-6 minutes. Right now, it's Blondie. Well, this week, we've been giving you a chance to win them before you can buy them. We're talking about Tool tickets. They go on sale tomorrow. Of course, going to be back in Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, Saturday, January 22nd. Tickets go on sale Friday, but you have a chance to win them before you can buy them. Being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
This is in honor of an anniversary, a 30-year anniversary.
That's today. Why we did the song we did.
Yes.
So if you can identify by title the song we're playing on our kazoos, starting with caller number 9, the number 702-739-9636. Good luck. One more time. Here you go. Chance to win them before you could buy them, those tickets for Tool. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday. Wednesday.
identify the song by title, we are rocking on our kazoos.
Yeah, it smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah!
Good job, Peter!
And Carla, tell everybody why this is the anniversary.
30th anniversary of its debut on MTV.
Everybody's like, oh my God.
This is cool, yeah.
How long ago?
I know, 30 years ago. Stop it. That seems like a minute ago. Jeez.
Peter, you got the tickets. You're going to see Tool, my friend.
Love it. Thank you.
Yeah, January 22nd, T-Mobile Arena. Tickets courtesy of the Concrete Tech Screen Prize Closet. So hang on the line, and we will tell you how to pick up the tickets. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. You'll love this, Carla. A town in Iowa cooked 14,280 pancakes to take the Guinness World Record. Mike Mercati. He's an official adjudicator for Guinness World Records, breaking down what they had to do to set the record.
They had to follow all of our guidelines from Guinness World Records. All of the pancakes served today had to be at least 5 inches in diameter. They had to be a certain thickness, and they had to be served in a certain style. So there, a lot goes into Guinness World Records title.
I've heard that.
Okay.
You have to do a lot to get them out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. So. There we go. All right.
Everybody in Iowa is pretty
I'm stoked. Sure they are.
Con man from Louisiana allegedly made over $300,000 by tricking airlines into believing that they'd lost his luggage on more than 180 occasions between 2015 and 2020.
What airlines? Jeez.
Well, a lot of them.
Oh my gosh.
So that's now crazy. He could end up serving 20 years in prison.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't doubt that. You know, when we flew last time, Angie's, her bag got eaten up by the conveyor belt.
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
Did you see? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're standing around waiting. Yeah. Angie Markle, I said, did you hear your name? No. What? Oh, well, that's why we're standing here with an empty, you know, thing going around.
Because you hope miraculously it's all of a sudden going to burp out.
We've been here an hour. Okay. Jeez.
That's where you stand right in front of where they come out.
Yeah. It's like, I'm waiting. Here we go. And everybody's gone now.
Do you see anything? No, the lights are out down there.
It's like 10 o'clock in Baltimore. There's nothing else going on. Oh, boy.
Well, he's in trouble. So.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. Well, a woman in Maine recovering. She was shot by a turkey hunter.
Oh, no.
She was in a forest. I don't know what she was doing, but the hunter mistook her for a turkey and just took a shot. And she went down. She's okay. Gave her first aid. First responders made it there. Got her to the hospital. She's in good condition. But, yeah, I am so sorry. I thought you. I had no idea. Wow, that's a compliment.
Normally, we just see turkeys out here. Yeah. And I thought, you know, you had a brown jacket on. And
yeah. Ladies, that's quite a compliment, isn't it? When a guy mistakes you for a turkey. That's great.
They're dating now.
Well, she was talking and talking and talking. And this is pretty funny. Yes, exactly. Shut up, lady.
And then.
Yeah. So I shot her. Jeez,
she would have shut up.
Exactly. Sounds like The View, by the way. That's what The View sounds like. Thank you. Thank you so much, Whoopi. Listen, in Fargo, a guy, he gets in his Chevy Avalanche, you know, and weird, he's hearing some things. Well, he discovered that a squirrel was stashing nuts in his Chevy Avalanche. like 42 gallons of them.
What?
Just kept loading them up and loading them up. He unloaded them. There were 42 gallons of lemon-sized walnuts in his Chevy Avalanche. He said he thought he got them all out, but every once in a while he takes a corner and he hears them rolling around the back of his car. So he's got rolling nuts in the back of his Chevy Avalanche. That's
so yeah. to speak, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So careful wherever you live. They're little industrious characters. Yeah. So do be careful. It is Wednesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that work day off on a positive note. Just a quick fun story. It started out bad, but it got better. Some idiot in Minneapolis stole some guy's car with his dog inside of it last week. Well, the guy found his car a few days later, but of course his dog was missing. And he was missing him. Well, luckily, about a week later, his dog was very, very friendly. Black lab mix named Vic. He walked right up to some random person in a park and just started, "Hey, how you doing?" Mm-hmm. And that person looked, you know, he had his tags and got him back to his owner. So he is now back with his owner after taking a little joyride in a stolen car. Yeah. I know. He didn't find his way back, but somebody right. else found his way well, back.
Sometimes
for him.
You need
so
help.
Good.
It's a great
Got
story.
His dog back. Yep, Vic's back home.
All you know what? And life is good again.
Yeah, it is. You darn right it is. Right. Morty, if somebody stole your car with Squish in it, I would hurt them. I would truly hurt them.
I would yeah. be John Wick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Does
Jeez.
He have tags and stuff like that?
Yeah, he's microchipped.
He's got his little yeah. chip. Yeah.
Oh.
I can't keep a collar on him because he tries to chew it off with okay. his fat, short neck. So the chip has to do.
With his short neck, he has no neck.
I know all the mumbo jumbo. And if somebody wanted to chip me at this point, do it. It might yeah. be good if I start wandering off or something. Just take her to the vet and check it out. There you go.
Joni and I always kid because if somebody did put a chip in us, yeah. we're so boring.
Oh, same here. Oh my gosh.
You're getting nothing.
I mean, you might have fun, you know, occasionally, but it's not, you know, it's right. not that exciting.
Yeah. We're Jeez. Wasting a chip.
I know. You want to track me? All right. Okay.
Have at
Your
it.
Choice.
If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KLZ.com. That about does it for us. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Where are they at? They're at Porta Subs again?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take the all-night shift.
Yeah, it's another rum and diet. It's okay.
That's all he's been doing. Listen, Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have a new code word for you. 11 o'clock and a chance to win $10,000, at least qualify for the grand prize. Mm-hmm. Latest winner, Danielle Tapia, is our winner. And she qualified, winning $500 in the drawing for $10,000. So Excellent. Your next chance, 11 o'clock with Wendy Rush. That about does it for us. We're back tomorrow, of course. So otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.